hear me repeating the same thing I said last week, you're going to let me know and we'll move on. Here we go, verse 10. It says, now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And the application for that as Christians is, just because there's problems doesn't mean to say that you turn away from God's plan.
这个呢，在我们要从创世纪第十二章第十节开始读起。那么说呢，如果你们大家觉得学过了重复了，可以提醒他。那么说呢，第十节讲到了，在那地遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂住。这个呢，就是对基督徒来说呢，如果存在问题，那并不是说证明呢你就要离开，那你不跟从神。There
are always going to be problems in life. That doesn't mean to say that if little Johnny has a problem, he should move next door. He's got to carry on in life the same way as you and I do.
这个在人生里总是存在这样那样的问题，那这个并不意味着呢，就是说是啊，如果你存在问题，像那个你的家，你的应该搬到邻居家去，就是说呢。
So he didn't believe God enough, and he went down to Egypt.
所以他并不是足够的去相信神，所以他下到埃及去了。Verse
12, and it came to, verse 11 rather, and it came to pass when he was close to entering Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, this is my wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live.
就是一节说将近埃及，他就对他妻子撒来说，我知道你是容貌俊美的人，埃及人看见你必说这是他的妻子，他们必要杀我去叫你存活。So
Abram's wife Sarah was an amazing woman.
所以亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉是一个非常奇妙的妇女。How
beautiful was she?
她有多么的漂亮呢？
She was so beautiful that Abram believed that if he went to Egypt, the Pharaoh would kill him so that he could marry his wife.
他那漂亮到如此程度，所以呢，亚伯拉罕相信呢，如果他到埃及去，那个法老看见他呢，会把亚伯拉罕杀了，然后娶撒拉为妻。
Now, some women are very beautiful.
有些妇女呢，非常漂亮。
At least some people think so.
至少有些人是那么认为的。But
she was so beautiful that her husband knew that the very king of Egypt would love to have her for a wife.
所以她呢，就是漂亮到如此程度呢，甚至她自己丈夫都认为那个法老王呢会杀了她，娶她妻子为妻。Now
just think of it for a minute. If you were the most beautiful woman almost in the world, and you could have anything you wanted, would you follow God?
你就去想一下，想一下呢，如果你是世界上最漂亮的女人，你基本上呢，就是可以得到任何你想要的东西，你会跟从什么？
Many beautiful women today, they don't have the world's greatest character.
所以呢，很多当今漂亮的女人呢，她并没有足够好的品德。They
get to be pretty selfish.
变得非常自私。But
this woman, Sarah, had two great things going for her. Number one, she feared God.
这个呢，就是在最漂亮女人莎拉有两件事情跟从着她。第一个呢，她敬畏神。And
number two, she honored her husband.
第二个呢，她尊重她的丈夫。So,
verse 13, he says to her, please say you're my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you.
第十三节说，求你说你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。So
he's basically saying, if you say you're my sister, I'll probably live. If you go down to Egypt, you'll probably be ending up in Pharaoh's harem, but at least you can protect me. That story doesn't compliment Abraham very, very well, but it sure compliments Sarah.
这个故事呢，并对亚伯拉罕的表扬并不太多，但是确实是表扬了撒拉。
All right, we're going to keep on reading. Verse 14. So it was when Abram came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful, and the princes of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to
Pharaoh's house.
So a lot of people say, well, I don't really believe the Bible, you know.
所以很多人说呢，你知道我并不相信圣经。
And frankly, that's a hard story to believe.
坦率地说呢，这是一个很难讲的故事，让我去相信。
How could anyone have a wife so beautiful that when she goes to a foreign country, he knows that the king of the foreign country will want to have her to be his wife?
所以怎么可能有这样的一个人，女人美丽到如此程度，在她去到一个国家的时候呢，她知道那个国家的法老王了会娶她为妻，哇！
So we just can't imagine anybody having a wife so beautiful.
我们就是想象不出来谁有这么漂亮的一个妻子。
All right, verse 15 says, the princes of Pharaoh, I guess we've read that. Verse 16, he treated Abram well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys, and camels.
第16节说呢，法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰，亚伯兰得了许多牛羊骆驼公驴母驴仆婢。
Okay, so can you imagine being so beautiful that the king would give all of these things to her brother?
所以你可以去想象一下。 一个女人她漂亮到如此程度，这个王愿意把这么多的东西赐给她的哥哥呢？
Abram was rich.
亚伯拉罕很有钱。
But because Sarah was his wife, he became far more rich. He got sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys, camels.
因为撒拉是他的妻子，所以亚伯拉罕变得更加富有，因为亚伯拉罕得了许多牛羊骆驼、公驴母驴、男仆女仆。
If he'd stayed in the land of Canaan, what would have happened?
如果他待在迦南地，会发生什么呢？
Well, probably some of his cattle might have died from malnourishment or lack of water.
因为他们的那些有些牲口呢，有可能就是因为营养不良，或者说是缺乏水而死。
It was a time of famine, and because of that, things were pretty bad.
因为是饥荒年代，所以呢，因为这样呢，很多事情就会变得更糟。
Now, here's the issue.
那这里就是问题。
Should Abram have gone to Egypt?
所以亚伯拉罕他应该下到埃及去吗？
No.
他不应该。
How do you know he shouldn't have gone to Egypt?
你怎么知道他不应该下到埃及去呢？
Well, number one, he had to tell a lie in order to protect his wife and himself.
第一个呢，他必须呢就是撒谎，才能保护他自己和他的妻子。
If you're not sure what to do, and so you say, I think I'll do this. To do this, all I have to do is tell a lie.
所以呢，如果你要去做什么事情，你说呢，我本来不应该做，但是如果你真的要去做的话呢，你必须撒谎。Do
you think God wants you to tell a lie?
因为神想要你撒谎吗？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
So here's something easy. If you're not sure what to do, but if you go this way, you're going to have to tell a lie. Then you say, that's not the way I've got to go.
这里呢是一个非常简单的原则。如果你不确定要做什么事情的话呢，如果说你往这个方向走，往这个方向走的话，你必须撒谎，那么就是说你肯定走错了方向。
What happened as a consequence of his going down to Egypt?
所以呢，在他下到埃及去，他的后果是什么呢？
He got rich.
他呢，有钱了。
So, if you do something wrong, and you end up getting rich, what's that suggest?
所以呢，如果你做了什么错事，然后最终呢，你变得有钱，那么这个意味着什么？
Some people say, well, it must be right because I got rich because I did that.
对，有些人说的这个肯定是对的，因为我这么去做了，所以我赚钱了。
And God may very well say, getting rich isn't important. Sometimes it's far better to stay poor than it is to get rich. I didn't tell you to do that, Abram. It was wrong, even though you did get rich.
所以这个神呢，他有时候他是必须说呢，就是说是啊，你变得有钱并不总是对的，有时候呢，你最好呢就是保持贫穷。那么说呢，神就是说你做了，你赚的钱并不表明你就是对的。所以呢，就是说神跟亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕，你下到那里去，尽管你赚了钱，但是并不是说你就是对的，因为我告诉你不要去那里。
Verse 17, but the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife.
第十七节说，耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒拉的缘故降大灾与法老和他全家。
So who was right in that verse?
所以在这节经文里谁是对的？
Answer, Sarah.
答案还是撒拉。
I think that's wonderful. Does God care about women?
因为这是非常奇妙的，神关心妇女吗？
Sure. Does he do miracles for women?
当然是的，他为妇女做那行神迹吗？
Yeah.God protected Sarah in this matter.
所以当然是的，神以这种方式来保护撒来。
How did he do it?
他怎么做到的？
Pharaoh got sick and his household got sick. We don't know what the problem was, but there may have been an epidemic or who knows. Anyway, they got Sarah was protected from Pharaoh.
所以这个人法老生病了，其他他家里很多人都生病了，所以不管怎么说，那个方式呢，神以政治方式保护了撒来。
And we don't know how it happened, but Pharaoh understood why. Verse 18. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife?"
所以呢，就是说我们不知道为什么，但是法老却知道为什么。第十八节，法老就招来亚伯兰说，你向我做的是什么事儿呢？为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子？
Why did you say she's my sister? I might have taken her to be my wife.
第十九节，为什么你说她是你的妹子，以至于我把她娶来做我的妻子？
And then he says to her, to him, now therefore,Here is your wife. Take her and go your way.
接着说，现在你看，你的妻子在这里，可以带走吧。
So Abram was kicked out of the country.
所以亚伯拉罕被赶出了国家。
Verse 20. So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had.
第二十节说，于是法老吩咐人家亚伯兰和妻子，并他所有的都送走了。
So, what did he leave with?
那么他留下了什么？
He left with a preserved wife by the grace of God.
所以他离开的时候呢，就是说是接着神的恩典，他的妻子呢被保守了。
He left with lots of money.
他离开的时候带着大量的钱。
And he left with a bad reputation.
所以他离开时带着非常坏的名誉。
There are more important things in life than money.
你在人生里有很多事情比金钱要重要的多。
And Abram had to learn that.
亚伯拉罕必须要学会这一点。
All right, now, verse chapter 13.
那我们现在来到第十三章。
It says, Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife.And all that he had, and Lot with him, to the south.
然后呢，亚伯兰带着他的妻子与挪得，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。
And Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and gold.
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。
How rich was Abram when he went down into Egypt?
所以亚伯兰下埃及去的时候，他有多有钱呢？
He was rich.
他是有钱的。
How rich was he when he came out of Egypt?
当他从埃及出来的时候，他有多富有了？
He was very rich.
他是非常的富有。
What's better?
哪一个更好？
I'm not sure.
我不是很确定。
All right, so, verse 3 says, Abram went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai to the place of the altar, which he had made first, he made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord.
第三节说呢，他从南地渐渐往伯利恒去，到了伯利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也就是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
What do you do after you've done something wrong?
在你做错了事以后，你应该做点什么事呢？
Go back to where you were when you did something right.
所以回到你做正确的地方的地方去。
When he first came into the land of Canaan, he said, this is a wonderful place. And there he worshiped God at Bethel.
所以呢，当他来到迦南地的时候呢，他说这是一个非常奇妙的地方。所以他在伯利恒呢，在伯特利呢，敬拜神。
And then because of the famine, he wasn't so sure it was such a good place after all. So he goes down to Egypt.Realizes he's wrong, comes back, and he goes to the place where he said originally, this is a wonderful place. He went back to where he was right, and in faith, he said, Lord, I did wrong. I want to go back to where I was. I don't want to carry on doing wrong.
这个里面的当时呢，他去到那个地方的时候出现了饥荒，然后呢，他说他不确定这个地方是不是再是一个美好的地方，然后呢，他就做错事儿，他就下去了。下了埃及之后呢，然后呢，他就到了那里呢，他又意识到自己错了，他就说呢，然后呢，他怎么办？他又回到了他以前呢，认为那是个很好的地方，然后呢，他就说呢，回到这里，他跟神说，我说他做错了，他又回到了他起初认为是非常美的那个地方。
Have you ever done anything wrong? Go back to where you were at the beginning.
所以你有没有做错个事呢？你回去，回到你开始的地方去。
Now, we have a strange meeting here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel every Sunday morning at 9:30.
所以呢，我们在那个每个星期天的早晨的九点半呢，有一个非常奇怪的会议，在我们第十六届福音教会。
Our Lord called it the remembrance meeting. This do, he said, in remembrance of me.
所以呢，我们的主呢，把这个称之为纪念他的那个会议。他说，你们这么做是为了要纪念我。
What's that meeting all about?
所以这些会议是讲的什么呢？
It's about remembering.What happened when we first became Christians?
所以我们是要纪念到我们刚开始成为基督徒的时候发生了什么。
And we remember the wonder and the sincerity and the glory of that particular occasion. We say, Lord, so wonderful. Jesus saved me.
所以我们纪念那些就是说是非常的开始的那些奇妙的地方，那个时候我们说呢，主耶稣基督呢，他记得我。
And for us, it's like going back to Bethel every week.
所以对我们来说呢，就像是每个星期回到伯特利去。
And we say, Lord, it's true. Last week I maybe did this wrong. I maybe did that wrong. Lord, it's wrong. I want to go back to Bethel. I want to start again doing what's right.
我们就说主啊，过个上个星期呢，我这个事情做错了，那个事情做错了，所以我要回到伯特利去做正确的事情。
And it's wonderful if we do that. Why the blessing of God is with us. If we don't, we might forget.
因为这个呢，就是是非常奇妙的。我们就是神让我们这么去做，如果我们不这么去做，我们有可能忘记。
All right, so he prays again. He calls on the name of the Lord. Verse 5, Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents.
所以呢，他再次赞美主。第五节说呢，与亚伯兰同行的挪得也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。
Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together.
也就是说，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同住。
Isn't riches wonderful?
那么就说是有钱是不是奇妙的呢？
Well, not always.
并不总是那样的。
You got a family, it's beginning to have real pressures just because of money, too much money.
如果你有家庭，家庭呢，就是说，有时候呢，就会变成压力。为什么压力呢？就是因为你钱太多了。
What was the problem? Verse 7.
那么问题是什么？第七节。
And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite then dwelt in the land.
以及就是当时迦南人与比利洗人在那里居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。
So, if you're a farmer, you're a rancher, you've got your cattle, and then all around you, you've got the grasslands for your cattle to feed on.
所以呢，如果你是个农场主，他们说呢，你有那种就是谷仓啊那些马厩，如果呢中间呢旁边有草地，草地那么你所有的牲畜呢可以在那里被喂养。
But now the problem is you've got all of Abram's cattle and all of Lot's cattle and Lot's cattle can't go all the way around here and if Abram's can't go around here.So they've got to take that circle and they've got to divide it.
所以然后呢，你有那个挪得的那些牲口，也有亚伯拉的牲口。然后呢，就是说亚挪得的牲口不能到这边，那边呢，就是说亚伯兰的那个牲口不能到这边，所以这是两个圈子，所以你必须把那两个圈子分开。
Now remember, they lived like nomads. They didn't have a certain amount of land. They didn't say, "This is my ranch."I got a fence around it. All my cattle are in here. That's not the way they were. They lived in a wide open country, no fences. They were nomads. They moved where the grass was.
所以你知道他们当时是游牧的，游牧的呢，他们不像现在呢，有一个那个农场呢，就是说你有那个篱笆把它拦住分开。所以呢，他们那个时候根本就没有这样的篱笆，说这块土地是你的，这块草场是他的。他们说呢，他们是随着哪里草多就带动物到哪里去，是游牧的。
But the problems were greater than that. The Canaanites and the Perizzites lived in the land.
但是呢，问题比这个严重的多，因为那个 Carabites 和 Betulites 在那里住。
And the Canaanites and the Perizzites had to feed their cattle too.
所以那个迦南人和那个 Carabites 他们必须也要就说是喂他们的羊。
So it was hard for Abram and his servants to find grass for their cattle, and hard for Lot and his servants to find grass for their cattle.
因为对那个亚伯兰和挪得呢，他们是非常难的，为他们自己的羊群的牲口找到那个草场和水。
Now who were the Canaanites?
那谁是迦南人呢
？Well, they're the people that lived in that land for a long time. They were descendants of Noah through Ham.
所以这个呢，就是说是他们是在那个迦南地呢，其实住了很久的人。他们是那个挪亚的后人，通过含这一支下来的。
And who were the Perizzites?
那谁是比利洗人
？And the answer is, I don't know.
答案是我不知道。
I don't think we've ever anywhere in Scripture been told where the Perizzites came from.
所以我不认为呢，圣经里有任何地方讲过这些比利洗人是哪里的人。
They were there, but how did they get there?
他们是在那里，他们怎么去到那里的呢
Okay, who owns the land?
那么谁拥有这片土地?
Well, the Lord has promised it to Abraham. So Abraham owns it.
所以神呢,应许给亚伯拉罕的,
Who's living there?
谁住在那里?
Well, the Canaanites.
迦南人.
So who do they think who owns the land?
所以他们认为谁拥有那片土地?
Well, they would say, we own the land. We're Canaanites.
他们会说呢,我们拥有这片土地,因为我们是迦南人。
And what about the Perizzites?
那么对比利洗人是怎么样?
Well, we've never read anywhere that the Perizzites had any right to any land.
所以我们在没有在任何地方读到比利洗人在任何土地上拥有权。
The word that I put over Perizzites in my thinking is this, squatters.
所以呢,我们就是说是比利洗人呢,我把这个词放在那里是他们侵入者。
What right do the squatters have to the land?
所以侵入者对他侵入那片土地有什么样的权利了?
We have squatters in Canada today.
我们今天在加拿大也有侵入的人。We
call them the homeless.
我们把它称之为就是无家可归的人。And
they move in here, move in there, take over a street here, take over a street there. They don't really care about anybody.
所以他们呢，从这一条街搬到那一条街，这条街住在那条街，他们根本就是说是不关心别人。They
take over a nice property that's either provided by the city or by some private people or maybe even raw land, but they just take it over. They leave a terrible mess behind them, and if you try to move them, they say, "We're here. We got the right. We're the squatters."
这个里面呢，就是说是，有时候呢，他们在一个非常漂亮的建筑物里，或者是政府提供的，或者是其他的人提供的，或者说就是他们自己侵占的。他们然后呢离开的时候呢，就留了一大堆的垃圾，大堆的乱象在那里。他说我们才不管，我们是才是这里的人，我们。Now,
I tell you all this because that's what happened there. But it also happens today.
所以我告诉你们呢，就是说是在那里是发生的。那么今天呢，同样也会发生这样的事情。
Who owns the land of the Gaza Strip?
所以谁拥有加沙的现在那片地呢?
All these people in the middle of Israel today, who owns that land?
所有的在中东这一块的，就是以色列周围人，谁拥有那片土地呢?
Well, the Bible says, I own the land, but I gave it to my son Abraham 4,000 years ago.
所以圣经说呢，我拥有这片土地，然后我给我的儿子亚伯拉罕4000年之前。
The Canaanites say, No, we own the land. We've lived here for a long time.
所以迦南人说呢，不，我们拥有这片土地，我们在这住的时间足够长。
And the Perizzites say, No, we own the land.
比利洗说人不是的，我们拥有这片土地。
And you say to the Perizzites who are there now, you say to these people, why do you say this land is your land?
所以对那些住在那里比利洗人说呢，你说你为什么要说你拥有这片土地？
And they say, because we're here.
他说因为我们在这里。
And most of the people in the Gaza Strip today do not have any adequate claim to their land. They're there, and that's all there is to it. We're here, and don't you dare kick us out, whoever you are in the world.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是在加沙地带那一片的今天的那些人呢，他说哇，他们没有任何足够的文件和证据证明这他们拥有那片土地，他们只是说呢，我们已经住在这片土地上了，不管你们世界上谁是谁，这片土地就是我们的。
Interesting. Similar problem today as they had way back 4,000 years ago. Same kind of people, the same kind of problem.
所以这是非常有意思的。当今呢，我们他们拥有同样的问题，就像4000年前他们所拥有的问题一模一样，同样一类人拥有同样一类的问题。
Verse 8, So Abram said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we're brethren. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
所以第八节说呢，亚伯兰就对挪德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉兄弟，遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
So who has the right to this land?
谁呢对这片土地有拥有权？
Abram says it's mine.
亚伯兰说是我。
But Lord, you take the part you want, I'll take the rest. You want to go east? That's fine. You want to go west? You want to go north? Wherever you go, you go, I'll take the rest. I'll give you the right to the land.
因为亚伯兰去对挪德说呢，挪德，你先选，选完了，其余的剩下的就是我的。如果说呢，你不管你往东走、往西走、往北走、往南走，那么说呢，你选了以后，我再选，我让你拥有这片地。
Abraham was a big-hearted man. He was a good man.
所以呢，就是亚伯拉罕呢，他有一颗很宽容的心，他是个好人。
He cared about his family.
他关心他的家人。
And he was willing to take less in order that his family get more.
他愿意拿少的那一部分，以便他的家人能够得到更多。
All right, so verse 10. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar.
这第十节说呢，挪德举目看见约旦河前平原，直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛和摩拉之先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
Okay, so here's Lot, and he's got this deal from his uncle. His uncle says you can go anywhere you want. Where do you want to go?
所以这里是挪德，他呢从他的叔叔那里得到了这样一个好的交易。他说呢，你看见这里，你如果想到哪里去，你就到哪里去。
And so he saw the land of Jordan, the southern end of the land of Jordan. What kind of a country was it?
所以他看到了约旦河的前平原，那么说在以南，那这里应该是个什么样的地方呢？
Well, it's amazing. Let me get the words right here. It's like the garden of the Lord.
所以这里非常有意思，就是它是像耶和华的园子。
What would that be? What's the garden of the Lord?
那么耶和华的园子是什么意思？
Would that be the garden of Eden?
那是伊甸园吗？
In many respects, it was just like the garden of Eden. Wow.
从很多方面来说呢，就恰恰像伊甸园一样，哇。
Would you like to live there?
你想住在那里吗？
Well, I think so, yeah.
我认为是的，我应该。
And it's also like the land of Egypt.
所以同样的就有点像埃及地。
How did Lot learn that the land of Egypt was a pleasant place?
所以挪德怎么知道那个埃及地是一个令人愉快的地方呢？
Well, he went down to Egypt.
因为他下过埃及。
He would never know what Egypt was like if he hadn't gone down there.
如果他从来没有去过埃及的，他永远不知道埃及会像是什么样子。
All right. I got to tell you one other thing about the southern end of the land of Jordan. If you went there today, what would it be like?
因为还要跟你们告诉一点关于就是约旦河的前平原是什么样子。如果你今天去那里，会是什么样子呢？
Like a barren wilderness.
就像一个荒芜的旷野。
There are a few places in the world more desolate than this particular place today.
所以呢，就是只有世界上只有少数几个地方比这个地方更加的荒芜。
Why is it different today than it was then?
所以为什么今天和以前的不一样呢？
Because we're going to read that.They were sinners, and the Lord punished Sodom and Gomorrah greatly, and the Lord left the land desolate for 4,000 years, so that you and I would know that God hates sin.
所以呢，因为他们的那个极大的罪，所以他们极其的邪恶。主呢，必须呢摧毁那片地，就像是说是主让那个地呢荒芜了4000年，以便呢今天让我们看见主是有多么的恨恶罪。
Don't miss the story now. This land was the most beautiful, prosperous land in the world.
所以呢，这个不要把这个搞混了。这一片土地曾经是世界上最美丽、最富饶的土地。
And today it's a hopeless, barren wilderness, and has been for 4,000 years because God judged that land.
今天呢，变成了一个非常荒芜的土地，因为他们的罪呢，神呢，就是啊，让他荒芜了4000多年，是因为神呢，审判了那片土地。
All right, verse 11. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated each from the other.
第十一节说，于是挪得选择约旦河的前平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Verse 12, Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
第十二节是亚伯兰往在迦南地，挪得住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。
But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
第十三节是说，所多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
Why do you think that these bad men lived in Sodom?
你认为为什么这些坏人都住在所多玛呢？
Because it was rich where they were, and it was easy, and they had a lot of time to sin.
因为呢，那里非常的富有，而非常的放松，所以呢，他们有很多的时间去犯罪。
Have you ever noticed that the really rich people in the world spend a lot of time partying?
有没有意识到，当今世界最富有的那些人呢，一直在花时间聚会了？
And they often go to the worst places in the world for their parties.
他们通常呢，走到世界那些最糟糕的地方去开他们的那样的聚会。
So, it wasn't just that Sodom and Gomorrah were sinful cities, they were rich, sinful cities.
所以索多玛和摩拉并不仅仅只是说是有罪的那样的城市，是因为他们呢非常的富有并且有罪的城市。
How bad were the men of Sodom? The men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
所以索多玛的人有多么的坏呢？索多玛人在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
What was the sin of Sodom?
所以索多玛的罪是什么？
Basically sexual immorality.
基本上是不道德的性关系。
Now, we got people in our world, in our government, who say that if it's consenting assault in adults,If the two individuals or the others involved in the sin, if they're all happy, that's all that matters.
这个我们当今的社会，我们当今政府说呢，如果两个成年人，他们呢就是说牵扯到这样的淫乱的罪的话，如果他们两个人都高兴，那就一切都没事。
And so a lot of people will say today, it wasn't that bad because all of us who were involved, we all.Consented to do it. Nobody was forcing anybody. We all consented to do it, and therefore it's right.
因此当地人说的并没有那么糟糕，因为我们都要互相都同意那么做。我们只要大家都同意做，就不是什么坏事，就一切都没问题了。
This verse doesn't mention whether the people involved consented or not. All it says is that sin was against the Lord.
其实经文并没有说呢，他们那些人呢所牵扯的那些罪呢，是不是他们自己都同意？他这里只是说呢，他们所做的罪呢，就是说犯的罪呢，就是就针对了神犯的罪。
You remember the story of Joseph in the land of Egypt?
大家记得约瑟在那个埃及地的故事吗
？And his boss's wife, Pharaoh was the boss.No, Potiphar was the boss. And his wife said to Joseph, listen, you come, we'll do this bad thing together.
所以呢，就是说他的老板，他老板就是波提法，波提法的他老板波提法的妻子说，你来跟我一起，我们来一起干点坏事。
And Joseph said no.
也就是说不。
And then he said, how could I sin against the Lord and do this wicked thing?
他说呢，然后他说呢，我怎么可能向着耶和华犯罪，通过跟你干这些邪恶的事情呢？
Would you remember, sin is first of all against the Lord. Always against the Lord. And whether other people agree with it or not, it's still sin against the Lord. Don't do it.
所以你要记得，这个罪呢，你首先呢，就是向神犯的罪，你总是向神犯的罪，不管你对任何一个人，不管他同意还是不同意，你做的这些犯的这些罪，都是向主犯的罪。
So did Lot make the right decision?
罗德呢，做出了正确的决定吗？
No, we're going to see over the next chapters, it was a terrible decision.
也没有，我们后面几章呢，我们读到呢，他做出了可怕的决定。
How do you think Abraham felt?
你认为当时亚伯拉罕是怎么感觉？
God says, I'm going to give you this whole country, Abraham.
所以神说亚伯拉罕这整个的国家我都会赐给你。
God says, that's the best part, I'll take that, Uncle Abraham. You can have all the leftovers.
那个挪德说呢，亚伯拉说说这块地方是最好的，所以呢我要拿这块地，其他的都是你的。
What did the Lord say about Abraham?
所以呢，神对那个亚伯拉罕怎么说的
？Verse 14。
十四节。
And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which you shall see, I will give to you, not Lot, and your descendants forever.
于是耶稣挪德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华的亚伯兰说，你所在的地方，你举目向东南西北观看，凡你看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
Have you ever been overly generous? You gave away too much and you feel so bad. I never should have given all that.
是不是你有没有感觉到有时候你太大方了，你给出的东西是太多了，给出去以后呢，你感觉非常不好，你说我本来不应该给出这么多东西。
Have you ever noticed that the Lord is gracious?
你也没注意到主是蛮有恩典的呢。
He loves you, Abram. He's going to help you, Abram. Don't be distressed.
所以呢，他爱你亚伯兰，他会帮助你的亚伯兰，不要感到悲伤。
What land did he get?
他得到了什么样的土地？
He got the land to the north. He got the land to the south. He got the land to the east. And he got the land to the west.
所以说得到的土地是向南的，得到的土地向北，得到的土地向东的，向西的。
All right, where did Lot go?
那么罗德去到了哪里？
And the answer is, he went to the east. I'm trying to find the verse, and I haven't found it, but it's in here. We read it a minute ago.
因为答案是呢，他往东走了，这是刚才我们读到这节经文的。
Yes, verse number 11. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward.
第十一节是说，于是挪德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移。
Who got the land to the east?
谁得到了往东边的地呢？
Lot.
挪德。
What did God say to Abram?
神对亚伯兰是怎么说的？
Abram said, "Don't worry about Lot. You'll get the land to the east."
所以呢，神跟亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要担心，你也会得到往东的地的。
If God makes a promise, don't be terribly upset if someone takes part of it from you. He'll get it.
所以神如果呢，就是说是做出了应许，如果有些人从你那里夺去了，不要沮丧，因为你终究会得到的。
Who's going to get it and for how long?
所以谁会得到，谁会得到多长时间呢
？Verse 15, for all the land which you see, I will give to you and to your descendants forever.
其实我就是说，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
I was 4,000 years ago.
那是4000年之前。
How many of Abram's descendants live in that land today?
所以到今天呢，有多少亚伯拉罕的后裔住在那片土地上呢
？Well, about 8 million.
大概有800万人。
Does God know how to keep His promises?
所以神知道怎么样保守他的应许吗
？Absolutely amazing. He's certainly not finished with that land yet. All kinds of problems.
所以呢，绝对神奇的，他当然还没有结束那片土地，因为这片土地上呢，已经还存在很多的问题。
But God gave it to them forever.
但是那是赐给他们永远。
Now I don't know much about Chinese history.
所以我对中国的历史了解不多。
Vic knows all about Chinese history.
那完了，知道所有的中国历史。
Okay, so.I understand that there was a dynasty and someone else's dynasty and someone else's dynasty and someone else's dynasty.
所以我知道了，就是在这有这个朝代，有那个朝代，有某个人的朝代，某个人朝代就是朝代朝代。
Which one of those dynasties, Vic, lasted for 4,000 years?
所以老王，那任何一个朝代有没有持续过4000年？
They don't know. Which one of those dynasties, was interrupted by 1700 years and then revived after 1700 years? Same dynasty came back 1700 years later. How often did that happen in China?
他说没有，没有。那么说呢？他问他有哪一个朝代，哪一个朝代他那个结束以后1700年以后。同样的那个朝代又重新复兴了，这样的在中国发生了多少次？没有。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以这么做。
Absolutely amazing.
绝对是神奇的。
So he gives the land goes to Lot, but the Lord says, "Don't worry, Lot's not going to get it. You'll get that land."
以神赐给亚伯兰那边地，那亚伯兰给了罗德，罗德呢，然后呢，神跟亚伯兰说：“你不要担心，最终这片土地还是你的。”
Verse 16.
第16节
God says, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered.
第16节说，我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数上地上的尘沙，才能数上你的后裔。
Okay, you can't understand that.
所以你理解不了这一点。
And I can't understand that.
我也理解不了这一点。
God says you're going to have lots of children.
神说呢，你会有大量的后裔。
I've got a huge plan for you.
我在你身上有个极大的计划。
That was 4,000 years later, and the plan is still being developed.
所以这是4000年前说的，那么这个计划呢，仍然在发展。
And then he says, verse 17,Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I'm going to give it to you.
第十七节就说你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
That'd be kind of an interesting assignment, wouldn't it?
这就是一个那非常有意思的任务，是不是
？God says, I'm going to give you all this country. Go for a walk, and as you go for a walk through the country, whatever you see, you'll get.
所以神说呢，我要把这整个的地方都赐给你，那么你起来去走，不管你走到哪里，你走遍的走过的地方都是你的。
So if I were Abraham, I'd get up early in the morning, wouldn't I?
所以如果我是亚伯拉罕，我会早起，是不是
？Because you can walk further in the day if you get up early in the morning, and the farther you walk, the more land you get.
所以因为那
good deal.
因为那人个早起呢，你就会走得更远，因为你走得越远呢，你得到土地越多，这是个很好的交易。
Verse 18, then Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees or the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built there an altar to the Lord.
以色列就是亚伯兰就搬了帐篷来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Now I know it's only a picture, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway.
因为我知道这只是一个画面，但是我不管怎么说，我要告诉你们。
This place has just been described to us, the Hebron, where the oaks of Mamre are. That place is 3,000 feet above sea level.
所以呢，就是说这里就经文讲到了，就是说希伯伦拉曼利的平原这个地方呢，其实这个地方它有那个海拔了，就是3000英尺高。
Where Lot went is the lowest part on the face of the earth.
所以到挪德去的地方呢，是当时地上海拔最低的地方。
I think about 1,250 feet below sea level, though I don't remember that number precisely.
我认为大概有1200英尺，就低于海平面，我不是很记得那个准确的数字。
What's it say?
这个怎么说的？
In simple words, Lot went down, Abram went up.
简单的讲，罗德呢走下坡路，亚伯拉罕走上坡路。
Okay, keep going up.
所以呢就要保持往上走。
The devil says, come on down.
这个魔鬼说下来。
Don't listen to him. Keep going up.
所以不要听他的，往上走。
Where did Lot get the water for his country?
所以哪罗德在哪里得到水为他的国家
？It came down the Jordan River into the Dead Sea area. It was all there. Water coming from everywhere down to that.
因为他呢是从那个约旦河里，在世界各地的地方，就是一条另一条的河呢，水都流到那个低的地方去。
Where do you get water on the top of the mountain?
那么你在那个山顶上从哪里得到水
？There's no rivers on the top of the mountain.
在山顶上没有河流。
If you're going to get water on the top of the mountain, you'd better have some rain.
如果你要在山顶上得到什么水的话呢，必须要下雨。
If you don't get rain on the top of a mountain, it's going to be very dry.
如果在山顶上如果不下雨的话，会非常的干。
How do you get extra rain?
你怎样得到额外的雨水呢
？You pray.
你祷告。
You say, God, you're in charge of the rain. I'm not.
所以你说神呢，您呢管下雨，我不管。
The story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal teach that very clearly.
当时呢，以利亚先知和那个巴利和他的先知呢，教导我们这一点。
And so, Abram says, God, I am going to continue to believe you.
亚伯兰说呢，就是神呐，我要继续相信你。
Lot says, I think it's going to be pretty easy.I can go down there and it's going to be like the Garden of Eden and you don't even have to worry about water. It just keeps coming. Morning, summer, winter, spring, fall, any old time, the water keeps coming. I like that down there.
罗德说呢，我要下到那边土地上去，那个土地呢就跟那个当时的伊甸园差不多。我甚至呢就是不用担心水源，所以这个呢我在这里呢就会生活变得非常的容易。我要下到那里去。
And Abram says, I'm going to go up the top of the mountain and I'm going to pray that the Lord's going to give us some rain.
所以亚伯拉罕呢说呢，我要上到山顶上去，我要向神祷告，神会给我降下一些雨。
Okay, so what happens next?
下一步是发生的是什么？
Verse 14.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
对，第十四章。
Okay, came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar.Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations.
这个第一节说呢，当安拿非做示拿王，亚略做以拉撒王，亚大老马做以南王，提达做哥印王的时候。
So where's that?
这是什么
？Four kings. Where are they from?
四个王，他们从哪里来的？
So, Amir will answer this question.
Amir, who go,
where is the land of Elam?
So, Elam, 那个地方叫什么
It's west of Iran and Iraq.
但
？How
是
close to Iran and Iraq?
It's most of part in Iran, west of Iran.
Okay.
但是伊朗的西部靠近伊拉克的那个地方。
How far is that from Sodom and Gomorrah, the Dead Sea?
I didn't know exactly what's...
A long way.
Yes, yes.
A long way. Okay. So I asked Amir, because he's from Iran and he's close to Elam. These four kings came from his neighborhood way over in the east of the Mesopotamian Valley.
所以这个呢，就是说是，其实上呢，当他问那个索德玛翁啊，离那个他的那边有多远？他实际上呢，有很远很远。但是他问他的那个问题的就是阿米尔，他是从伊朗来的，伊朗来的呢，当时呢，他是在那个以南那一块地方呢比较近的。
So these four kings got together.
所以这四个王呢聚在一起。
And verse 2 says, they made war with Bera, the king of Sodom, Birsha, the king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemember, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar.
第二节说，他们都攻打索多玛王比拉，俄摩拉王比沙，亚麻王示拿，洗扁王善以别和比拉王比拉就是左耳。
So, why on earth would these four kings from the land of Amir, why would they go all the way to the south end of the Dead Sea today, to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah? Why do you think they went there?
其实四个王为什么呢？他们要聚在一起来到这里来的当就是当时索多玛和蛾摩拉在的地方，就是当今的死海。他们为什么要去到那里呢
？Oh, pretty simple. The best land you can find anywhere.
非常简单，就是说是这个是你能找到的最好的土地。
Like the garden of the Lord.
就像神的，就像耶和华的园子一样。
Those kings weren't stupid.They said, we're going to go, that's great land. We're going to go, we'll just send our army over there. And at harvest time, we'll just, the camels would just be going laden back to our land. And that's a good investment.
这些王他们并不蠢，所以他们说呢，我们要去到那个地方，我们要把军队派到那个地方去啊，那个地方非常好，当丰收的季节，我们只要把骆驼放在这里过去。这也其实是一个非常好的一个交易。
So you got four kings from the east, five kings from the valley, and they, verse 3 says, all these joined together in the valley of Siddim, that is the Salt Sea.
这个里面呢，你也就是说是这四个王从东面来的，其他的那个五个王呢是从那个山谷来的。第三节说呢，这五王都在西定谷会合，西定谷就是沿海。
12 years they served General Omer, he was the king of the Confederacy, or the head of the Confederacy, and in the 13th year they rebelled.
现在第四节说他们已经侍奉基大老马12年，到13年就背叛。
So every year for 12 years, all the...Fine stuff from the land. Sodom and Gomorrah goes back to the generally Omer's country. And after the 12 years, the kings of the West say, no, we're not going to do that anymore.
因为是所有这些王呢，他们就是说都从阿米那个地方来的，他们就是全部都来到这个地方，每一年那他们都到那个地方去。到了第13年，他们就说不，我们不去了。
Verse 15.Verse 5, in the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and attacked the Rephaim in Ashereth, Karnaim, Zuzim, and Ham, and Emim in Sheveth, Kiriathim, and the Horites in their mountain of Seir, as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to En Mishpat, that is Kadesh.And attack all the country of the Amalekites and also of the Amorites who dwelt in Hazazon Tamar and the king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zor, went up and joined together in battle in the valley of Siddim.
然后呢，就是说刚才呢，他读的是五到八节，第五节说的，就是说十四年，基大老马和同盟的王都来到亚特利加宁，杀败了利法因人，在哈麦杀败了苏西人，在沙威甚至亭，是沙威基勒亭杀败了以米人，在何利人的希尔山杀败了何利人，一直杀到靠近旷野的伊勒巴兰，他们回到安密巴，就是加底斯，杀败了亚玛利前地的人，以及住在哈奇逊他玛的亚摩利人。于是所罗门王、俄摩拉王、亚玛王、西扁王和比拉王，比拉就是索尔，都出来在西定谷摆阵与他们交战。
OK, enough big words for you in those sentences.
你在这些句子里是不是有很多大词了？
So what's the story?
那故事是什么？
12 years they were sending all the wealth back to General Omar and his confederacy. And then Sodom and Gomorrah said, not anymore, we're not doing that anymore. So these four kings say, hang on, we're going to come and get you. And they come and they decide they're going to get Sodom and Gomorrah.
于这个里面呢，就是说是当时呢，他们十二年，他们作为联邦呢相处的不错。后来那个索罗门和俄摩拉呢，他们说呢，我们不会再跟你们相处的，然后他要跟他们打仗，所以这样呢，这四个王和五个王就开始打仗了。
But in verses 5 and 6 and 7, we read that they conquered all kinds of other countries at the same time.
一旦我们在第五节、第六节、第七节里读到呢，他们在同样同期呢，他们也征服了其他的很多国家。
Well, that makes sense.
这个是不是有道理了？
If you're going to send your army, you may as well get as many conquests as you can.
所以呢，如果你要派去军队的话，你就
So as you're marching toward Sodom and Gomorrah to conquer them, you conquer all the other guys around them at the same time.
也就是说你要去派出你的军队，你去征服其他国家的话呢，你就会一路征伐下去，征服下去。如果你想征服所罗门和俄摩拉呢，你首先要征服所罗门和俄摩拉周围的那些国家。
All right, so, in verse 5, says, in the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and attacked the Rephaim in.
第五节说呢，十四年，基大老马和同盟的王都来到亚特利加宁，杀败了利法因人。
Who were the Rephaim?
谁是利法因人？
And the answer is they were giants.
所以答案是呢，他们是巨人。
Goliath was a giant.
所以呢，哥利亚是个巨人。
And quite a few other men were around who were giants.
所以还有其他很多的在周围的人都是巨人。
The sons of Anak, the Anakim, they were giants.
就是那个Anakim 的儿子还有Jaan的，他们都是巨人。
So these kings that they fought against in verses 5 and 6 and 7, they were powerful kingdoms.
所以这些呢，他们与之战斗的，在第五节、第六节呢，就是第七节呢，他们都是非常强大的王国。
So if you were a general and you conquered a powerful kingdom, what would you do?
如果你是个将军，你要去征服一个非常的强大的国家，你会怎么做？
You spend a few extra days there, and you'd rob the country blind. You take all the gold, you take all the silver, you take.All the wealth you could out of the country, and you'd go home.
因为你要在那个就是被征服的国家多待几天，你把所有的那些财富啊、金银啊、财宝啦、啊、都抢劫，一起带着回你的地方去。
So you conquer all these countries. How much money do you think you'd take with you after you conquered all those countries?
如果你征服了这么多的国家，你认为呢，就是说是在你征服了这么多国家以后，你能掠得多少财富了？
You'd say, wow, that's a lot of money.
你说啊，这个好多钱呢。
All right. I guess we should pick up our story in verse 10 says, now the vale of Siddim was full of asphalt pits.
因为我们认为我们的故事要从第十节开始，西丁谷有许多的石漆坑。
Verse 3, that's where the battle took place. What do we know about the Vale of Siddim?
现在就是说这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这是第三节发生所有故事。我们对这个叫 Siddim 的这个峡谷了解多少
？Well, the Vale of Siddim is where the war was.
现在这个里面呢有很多的石头。
And the Vale of Siddim is the Salt Sea.
所以西丁谷就是沿海。
When was the last time an army went to war? In the sea.
所以呢，最后一次那些军队在海里打仗是什么时候
？How could the Vale of Siddim be an ideal place for war and the Salt Sea at the same time?
所以这样的一个西丁谷，怎么可能就是同时呢是一个沿海又是个战场呢
？So people read these stories and say, the Bible's crazy, you know. You can't have an army fighting in a lake.
因为有些人读圣经说这些人都是疯了，你不可能相信圣经，因为你不可能有军队在湖里打仗。
What do we also know about the Vale of Siddim, verse 10?
现在这些经历的关于西丁谷，我们知道多少
？It was full of asphalt pits.
所以这个是有许多石漆坑。
Okay, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled. Some fell there.And the remainder fled to the mountains.
所以所罗门王和俄摩拉王逃跑，就掉在坑里，其余的人都往山上逃跑。
So the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were defeated by these kings when they battled them in the Vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea.
所以这个里面呢，就是说当时所罗门王和俄摩拉王呢，在这个地方被打败了。当时呢，他们在西丁谷其实是沿海。
Verse 11. Then these four kings from the east.They took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, along with all the goods from other places that they'd fought to, and all their provisions, and went their way. And they also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed.
第十一节说，那四王就把索德玛和俄摩拉所有的财物，并一切粮食都掳掠了去。第十二节又把亚门兰的侄儿罗德和罗德的财物掳掠了去。当时罗德正住在索多玛。
So this is the end of their conquest.
这就是他们那个战斗的结束。
And so they don't just take all the goods, but they took a lot of people as well, including Lot.And his family.
他们不仅仅是掠得了很多的财物，他们同样把人也掠得走了。他们那些人中间呢，包括亚伯兰侄儿罗德和他。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Then one who had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the terebinth or the oak trees of Mamre, the Amorite, he said he took. I got to stop interpreting. Let's do verse 13 again.Then one who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, brother of Aner, and they were allies with Abram.
第十三节说，有一个逃出来的，告诉希伯来人亚伯兰，亚伯兰正住在亚摩利人曼利的橡树那里。曼利和以实并各雅乃都是弟兄，曾与亚伯兰联盟。
Now, when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit of them as far as Dan.
第十四节说，亚伯兰听见侄儿原文作弟兄被掳去，就在你他家里生养的精练壮丁318人直追到但。
Is that reasonable?
这个是不是有道理呢？
How many soldiers do you think were in Chedorlaomer's Confederacy's army?
所以你认为当时在那些那个联邦的他们那一堆联邦的军队里有多少军队的人呢
？How many giants had they defeated when they were fighting against those nations?
所以当他们为那些国家跟那些国家打仗的时候，他们打败了多少巨人呢
？Abram says, "I'm going to take my servants." 318. I'll take my buddies here, the Eshkol, Aner, and there's a third one there. I'm going to take these guys, and we'll all go, and we'll fight them. We got 318 people.
亚伯拉罕在这里说呢，他呢要带领这些人，带领这些人呢就是说是曼尼和以实还有亚乃，就是说实际上还有他的318人兵丁，所以带领这些人去打他们。
And these fellows now were on their way home. The battle is going to take place in Dan, we read at the end of verse 14, which is in the north of Israel. So they're going to head up towards the Euphrates Valley, and then they'll head down to the land of Elam. But they're starting home. They haven't gone that far, maybe 100 miles.
因为这些人呢，他们打完仗呢，正在回家路上。那么亚伯拉罕他们带领他呢，必须从这个地方呢，从这个峡谷一直走个这个偏，到那个地方大概有100多英里的地方，在最终在但那个地方打仗。Verse
15 says, he divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus.
第十五节说，便在夜间自己同仆人分队杀败敌人，又追到大马士革左边的河坝。Okay,
verse 16. So he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot and his people, as well as the women and the people.
也就是说呢，将被掳掠的一些财物夺回，连他侄儿罗德和他的财物，以及妇女人民也都夺回来。Does
that sound reasonable?
这个听起来有没有道理呢？No,
it's not reasonable.
不，听起来并没什么道理。How
did he possibly win that victory?
他怎么可能赢得那样的胜利呢？
Answer, God gave him the victory.
答案是神赐给他这样的胜利。It's
amazing, but God wins incredible victories. We've been studying on Sunday nights. We've been going through First and Second Kings.
这个是非常的奇妙的，因为神呢赐给他们这样的胜利。我们在星期天的晚上在学习《列王记上》《列王记下》。God
sent amazing victories to His people all down through Scripture.
所以呢，神呢赐给他的子民呢这些伟大的胜利，一直贯穿着整个圣经。This
is one of the most amazing victories that I've ever read about.
这就是其中一个，就是我所读到的最神奇的胜利。God
had said, "Abram, I'll bless you."
整个亚伯拉罕说呢，我会赐福给你。Abram
says, "I love my nephew and his family. I'm going to help them."
所以亚伯兰说呢，我爱我的侄子和他的家人，我要去帮助他们。And
God honored Abram's faith and gave him victory over the four kings that had conquered, the five kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the four other nations that they'd conquered before that.
这个神呢，他呢奖赏了亚伯拉罕的信心，赐给他这样的胜利。当时亚伯拉罕所战斗的是有四个王，还有五个国家，他全部打赢了。So
Abram says, "Well, that was very nice. I think we should go home now." But then he probably said, "I think maybe I'll take some of the loot or the spoils that all these kings collected."
因为亚伯拉罕说，这个挺好的，我已经胜利了，我要回家。他说，我认为呢，我要带一些战利品回去。
How much money do you think Abraham had when he took the spoils that these four kings had gleaned from the five cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the other four nations? How much money do you think they had?
因为你认为这当时亚伯拉罕呢，他能够带多少钱走？因为他是打败了这四个王，这四个王呢，他又打败了其他的五个城市，还有其他的一些地方，他们把那些地方的金银财宝都掳过来了。那么他要从他们这里带财宝，他能带多少
？You think he would have got $1,000?
你认为他只是带1000块钱吗？
You think maybe it would have amounted to $1,000,000?
因为你有没有可能值100万了？
Okay, I'm not good at mathematics. I think he brought back, in terms of spoils, I think he brought back billions of dollars.
所以呢，我在数学我并不擅长，但我认为呢，最终呢，他带的战利品的价值可能有几十亿美元。
He goes off just an ordinary rich man.
因为他呢，就是后他这以后呢，就并不是一个普通的有钱人。
And he comes back victorious.
他也带着胜利回来。
And a multi-billionaire.
也是一个就是几十亿的一个亿的亿万。
At this point, probably the wealthiest man in the world.
从这个地方看呢，当时他可能是世界上最富有的人。
It's an absolutely incredible story.
也是绝对令人难以置信的故事。
So, what else can I say at this point?
这一点我还可以讲点什么呢？
For many years, students said this story in Genesis chapter 14 is not true.
所以很多年呢，这些有些学生说呢，在创世纪第十四章里面的这些故事不真实。
They said, it's too fantastic to be true.
他说呢，因为太奇妙了，所以呢，就不可能是真的。
It was just written by somebody who wanted to tell an interesting story. So they said, la-di-da, we'll just write all this down.
也就只是说有些人呢，他想讲一些非常有趣的故事，说呢，我们就是说就这样就把它写下来就可以了。
But the archaeologists are beginning to discover in the land of Elam,and elsewhere, evidences that this particular story is true.
但是呢，考古学家他们在以南那块地方呢，就开始做一些考古，他们证明了这个故事是真的。
And in particular, though we won't get there this week, and in particular, they have discovered that the Vale of Siddim is the Salt Sea.
因为这个里面呢，就是啊，今天呢我们会讲，下一星期呢我们会讲，就在以定谷那个地方呢，它确实就是个沿海。
And so you look at these things and you say this is wonderful. How could it possibly be that stories like this are actually true?
因为你看看这些故事，你就是怎么可能就是像这样的故事它是真的呢
？And it's because the God.Who wrote the Bible? Who by the grace of God saved you and me if you've trusted the Lord as your Savior? He is still God. And he still does things that are unlikely and impossible.
因为这是神，这样一个满有恩典的神，他呢，拯救了你我。如果你相信主耶稣基督的话呢，你我就得救了。因为我们这样的一个神，今天呢，他仍然在行这样一些看起来不可能的事情。
So, when the day is over, Abram goes to sleep at night.
所以当一天结束以后，亚伯拉罕晚上上床睡觉。
And he wakes up in the morning.
他早晨醒来。
And he says to himself, that was an interesting dream.
他对自己说呢，这个梦做得很有意思。
And then he says, no, that wasn't a dream.
然后他说，不不。
That was real.
不不，那不是梦，那是真的。
And you've had stories like that, haven't you?
有没有这样的故事发生在你身上过呢？
You wake up in the morning, and you say, oh, that's terrible.
你早晨醒来以后呢，你说啊，太可怕了。
And then I say, Harold, it's not that bad. It was just a dream. I'm so glad that was only a dream. That was terrible. It was only a dream. I don't have to worry about that. Oh.
你跟自己说，Harold, 就是个梦呢，并没有那么可怕。这个梦呢，太可怕了，里面可怕的不知道是什么样子啊，这只是一个梦啊啊啊。
Do you think that Abraham found it easy to believe?That it actually happened.
所以呢，你认为亚伯拉罕他发现很容易相信已经发生的事情吗？
He said, "This is absolutely incredibly wonderful. Why I ever decided to go and fight those guys, I don't know, but I won.
他说呢，这是一个蛮令人难以置信的奇妙的事情。但是为什么我要决定去打那么多人呢？但实际上呢，我却打赢了。
Verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of the Most High God, and he blessed Abram and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the God Most High who has delivered your enemies into your hand.
这个里面第十七节说呢，亚伯兰杀败基大拿马和与他同盟的王回来时候，索多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是王谷，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接他，他是至高神的祭司，为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福给亚伯兰。
So how do you think Abram felt at that point?
你认为亚伯兰是怎么到那一点的？
Here he says, I just won the most incredible military victory that anybody's ever heard of in the history of the world. And on top of that, I met the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed me.
就是说我现在呢，就是说是在军事历史上我赢得了最大的一个胜利，然后在这个胜利以后呢，他碰到了神的至高祭司。
So do you think he said thank you?
你认为他会说谢谢你吗？
What's the last line of verse 20 say?
那么第二十节最后一部分怎么说的？
And he gave him a tithe of all.
所以亚伯兰就把所得的十分之一拿出来。
How much would a tenth of what he got be? He gave him a tenth. How much would that be?
所以呢他呢就是说得到了多少呢？他把十分之一拿出来，十分之一是多少？
Well, if he brought back $1 billion with him, he would have given him $100 million.
问题就是说是，如果他能弄了10亿出来，那么说呢，他应该给他的就是1亿。
And if he brought back $10 billion, he'd be giving him $1 billion.
如果他拿到那100亿的话，他会给他10亿。
How important is God?
这神是多么的重要呢？
He's an important God.
他是一个重要
的。He met Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, and he honored him with the blessing that God had given him.
他呢碰到了神的至高祭司，这个就是麦基洗德，然后麦基洗德呢赐福了他。
Our time is gone.
我们时间到了。
So, we'll try to remember. We always leave these verses in the middle of the story.
我们是都要记住，因为我们总是在这些经文的故事的中间就停住了。
We got down to the end of verse 20.
我们这次来停在第二十节。
Could I remind you of this one thing?
我可不可以提醒大家一件事情呢？
If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果你相信主耶稣基督为你的救主，
if you believe him as Abraham did,
如果你像亚伯拉罕那样去相信他，
he will do something amazing in your life.
他会在你人生中做一些奇妙的事情。
You can't figure it out now.
你现在可能想不出来。
And when it's over, you won't be able to figure it out either.
所以当这一切结束以后呢，你有可能也想不出来。
But when you stand before God, when life is over, you will say, Thank you, Lord, you did wonderful things for me too.
所以呢，当你的人生结束的时候，你站在神面前的时候，你说感谢主，您在我的人生中也行了奇妙的事。
The hymn writer said, It will be worth it all.When we see Jesus.
所以呢，赞美诗的作者说是，当我们看见主耶稣基督的时候，一切都值了。
Abram, fascinating life. How did it all happen?
亚伯拿他有一个非常的一生，那么说这些怎么样发生呢？
God said, Abram, you follow me, I'll bless you.
神说亚伯拿你跟从着我，我会赐福给你的。
God said, Abram, I will.
神说呢？
Sorry, Abram said, God, I will.
亚伯拿说，亚伯拉罕说呢，神啊，神呐，我会做的。
Abram made a lot of mistakes.
亚伯拉一辈子犯了很多错。
But he kept on following God.
但他一直呢跟从着神。
And God blessed him.
神呢赐福给他。
Lord, would you cause each of us to live like Abram, please?
所以主啊，求您呢让我们每个人都像亚伯拉罕那样生活。
We thank you for what you've done.
我们感谢您在我们人生里所做的。
Sometimes it's so good we say I can't believe it.
有时候呢是太好了，我们说呢我们不能相信。
We thank you that you're a good God.
我们感谢您呢，您是一个好的神。
We thank you that you let us believe you.
我们感谢您呢，您让我们相信您。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.